On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
No big deal.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
That's right, it is. What a remarkable statement. Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. I'm the one in the middle. Pleasure to be with you on this Monday. Why do people hate Monday so much? They always go off on it like it's the first day of the week. What's wrong with you? Pretty soon we'll be celebrating the end of 1927. Do I have my year wrong? Oh, we'll be celebrating the end of 2020. Oh my God. 2020, that's like high up there in the numbers. That's not good. That's not good. 2020, I never... What? What? How's that possible? Where was I? Anyway, on New Year's Eve, we are going to be celebrating the end of a year like we never have before in our lifetimes. It sucked so much, I can't believe it. Can you imagine there's somebody walking around saying, oh, 2020, that was a really good year. What? Where were you? Where were you for that amount of time? It was the suckiest year ever. Well, I didn't notice. Why, something happened? Oh my God. There was a pandemic. Did you know that? There still is. It's worse than ever. Yeah. Yeah. And the president screwed up democracy. Yeah. You didn't know that? I don't listen to the news. I did not know. I don't watch the news. I didn't know there was a pandemic. That explains why people weren't going anywhere all of a sudden. Oh, Jesus. All right. Anyway, welcome to the program. How are you? Here's how this is going to go down. I'm going to talk for about 30 minutes, not a second longer. I guarantee you that. I have other things to do. And as I talk, maybe you'll pick up on something that'll make you feel better or not so alone or smarter, or you'll learn something. I really don't think that's possible, but whatever. Also, I'll entertain you like an organ grinder's monkey. I'm good at that. That's what I do. But here's the thing, you have to just sit there and shut up. You can't say anything, you can't go anywhere, you can't do anything. I'm not going to be in the background, I'm not going to be belittled like that. I'm not a background song like this. I'm the main event, so you listen up and you listen to me and follow me and do my bidding. Yeah, the holidays are upon us. Yeah, a few days away. Ooh, that's not going to be fun. It's going to be weird. And if you make it normal, then you better be careful, man, because there are repercussions that could be fatal. So, yeah, this is a weird one. Sacrifice, my friends. Sacrifice. One more Christmas. this is then it'll be okay, all right? But you got to be careful. I don't like to preach. I'm not here to preach. I'm not a preacher, although I wish I was. What a job, huh, man? Once a week, you stand up in front of people and you say what's on your mind, and you like you're the Pope or something, and then they leave saying that priest is intelligent. What a man of God that guy is, or woman, whatever. I will follow them to the end of the cliff. I mean, you know. These people are married to God. How's that working out, huh? Yeah, a lot of them kind of strayed into other perverted occupations. There we go. Ba-da-bum. Oh, I love that. Ba-da-bum. All right. That's called the opening. Shortly, there'll be the closing. This is the crap in between is all this is. Hey, that's like life itself for some people. You're born, you die, and then there's all the crap in between. I laugh. It's really not that funny. Anyway, yeah, Christmas is upon us. I know there are other holidays too. There's Hanukkah. I'm sorry. I got everybody all wet in the first row. And then there's Kwanzaa, which I thought was an airline. I don't know the difference. I'm not up on that stuff. I don't read up on that necessarily. But Christmas is coming, and holy, whatever. The worst thing about Christmas, assembling toys and assembling furniture. Look what I got you. Oh, that's so nice. You have to put it together. You spend all day getting frustrated and have to put it together. I just wanted to sit back and have a nice holiday. No, you have to put it together. You have to put the thing together. Oh, no. Especially the toys for the kids. Having kids is weird enough. Having to assemble their toys is the worst, man. I'd rather help somebody move than assemble a toy. When I assemble something, it bears no resemblance to the picture on the instruction sheet. It's not even in the same category. I am so bad at assembling things because I have, I don't know if you've noticed, if you've been listening to me for the past 30 years, I don't know if you've noticed, I have a very low tolerance level for some reason. I know, I just discovered that myself. I have no tolerance for anything. So to put something together, no, that requires tolerance. Can we say it together? I don't have it. If you have tolerance, you took all of mine. Give me some tolerance back because I don't have any. I've been to the stores. They're sold out. There's no tolerance left. I have no tolerance. I hate to assemble things. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if you had to, if the world was a Kia? First of all, you never find your way out of anything. The meatballs actually suck when it comes down to it. They're not great. They're known for their Swedish meatballs, but they're not really that great. What store in the world, what furniture store would be known for their meatballs? It just doesn't make sense. I can see walking around the place eating a hot dog. This is a lot of fun walking through the store. You know what would make this really the greatest experience ever? What said, if I had a meatball right now. Meatball? Yeah. Somehow, it goes with furniture shopping. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. Yeah, if the whole world was IKEA, I'd have to check it out. I can't. I just can't. I can't assemble things. Can you imagine buying a car? Hey, we got a beautiful, beautiful Cadillac for you. Runs smooth, beautiful car. All right, here's the money. All right, here's the kit. The kit? Yeah, I have to put it together yourself. I don't know how to put a car together from scratch. Well, here, this box has all the parts in it. I don't know how to do that. I can't put a whole car together. Well, we could assemble it for you, but that's going to cost you a lot more money. How much is that going to be? That's around $30,000 to $50,000. Assembled? Yeah. Well, I have to pay that because I can't put this together myself. Too bad. If you could, it would only be $5,000. I can't do it. I have no frustration tolerance level. And I do have none. You want to get me something for Christmas? Get me a tolerance level that's acceptable. Something that's on the Richter scale of tolerance, if you could do that, please. I'll give you an example of how I can nil tolerate anything anymore. I got a lot of emails yesterday. One of them was from the Xfinity people. If you're not familiar with the word Xfinity, there isn't such. It's a made-up word by the Comcast people. The Comcast people are so powerful, they can make up words and you'll use them. Yeah. Yeah. I love you for Xfinity. What? No, that's infinity. No, it's Xfinity. No. It's infinity. That means forever. No, Xfinity means forever. Forever being stuck with this cable provider. Yeah, I guess that's true. So I get an email from Xfinity. I open it up, and it blows up my whole room. I open up the email, and it says, and this is just so manipulatively stupid, I can't believe it. Sometimes you'll get a notice that there's going to be a price change, there's going to be a price increase. No, Comcast Xfinity doesn't do it that way. Here's what the email said. Coming up in January, we're going to be updating our prices. What? You're updating your price? What is this, a download or something? Yes, we're updating. You're raising your prices. You're increasing your price. You're going to make your price higher. Oh, no. We're updating them. Can you downdate them? No. That's not a word. Neither is Xfinity. Now we're going to update them. I see. And in the process of updating, prices will increase. That's part of the update. Oh my God. Do you Xfinity Comcast people know how much people are paying for cable right now? Yes, we know. That's how we bought NBC and Universal Pictures. And that's how we named all these arenas across the United States. Yeah, we know what we're doing with your money. You're updating the prices, the pricing structure, yes. And on top of that, all of a sudden there's all these new streaming services, you see, but they're not free. Whether you have Comcast or not, they are not free. They are an extra charge. Look at all these wonderful shows you can watch. Oh, great. On my cable? No, they're streaming. You have to pay an extra $5, $7 a month. Wait a minute. If I add up all of the Hulus and the Netflix and the Amazon and the CBS All Access and the HBO Max and every single station that's doing their own streaming now, we have to pay extra for that on top of the cable prices. Yes, that's an update. Tolerance level nil, going down quickly. I don't want to compare this to rape because rape is a horrible thing that will scar you the rest of your life for generations to come, as a matter of fact. I don't want to compare it to rape. But, okay, I hate to use the word hate. I said it twice in one sentence even. But Comcast, you are crossing the line of decency is what you're doing. Remember there used to be promotional deals? You would call up Comcast and say, I'm leaving you. I'm going to Verizon. I'm going to Dish Network. I'm leaving you. I can't anymore. You people suck the big... I was going to say dick, but I'm not going to say that. Because there's kids in the room. Uh-huh. So, but that's, you sucked the big one, and I'm leaving you. And the person, the operator would say, an American person would say, hold on, please, we're going to put you through to our resolve department. Oh, okay. And I hold, and someone answers, hello, Mr. Van Dam. You've been a subscriber. You've been a customer of ours for decades, and we appreciate your service. Doesn't mean we're going to screw you less. I'm just saying, we appreciate your service. You are a willing screwee. I understand that you want to leave us. Oh, yes, I do. Because you people suck. You're raping my wallet. And I use the word yes. Well, Mr. Van Dam, we do have a promotion where for 2 years we can bring the price down by about $50 a month. Well, thank you very much. Then I will stay a customer. Well, every 2 years I went through this little bargaining situation. This time, there is no room. I'm leaving your stupid company. Well, Mr. Van Dam, and this is somebody who's apparently sitting in their basement in the Philippines somewhere. Not that that's not a wonderful place to live. Or perhaps India. Again, if you don't mind cows in the street pooping on the sidewalk, wonderful place to live. Said, I'm sorry, Mr. Van Dam, but you've been grandfathered in. Hey, don't call me a grandfather. Well, you are. And you've been grandfathered in. We have no promotions at this time. Sorry to see you go. Bye-bye. What? No, that's not the way this is supposed to work. Comcast, you're supposed to give me a deal to retain my customership. No, Mr. Van Dam, not this time, Mr. Ron. Not this time, Mr. Ron. Man. Oh, my God. So I have to make a life decision. Shall I just lay on my back and let them do what they wish to me? Or do I stand up and let them do what they wish to me? Because life is becoming too expensive. Let me just remind all of you that want to update your prices, so to speak. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Some people can't even afford food or their rent or their mortgage. And you're adjusting your prices. They should be like updated down. You should be giving people breaks because let me tell you something, Comcast and other companies that are raising your prices. I know things are tough, but they're not tough for you. People are watching television more than ever. You don't hire more people. You hire less so that we have to stay on hold for 6 hours. Ron, that's because we're working from home. I don't care if you're working from your toilet bowl. That doesn't make any difference. You are doing very well. How dare you take advantage of all these people that have no money? How dare you? How dare you? And I say that to every company that's raising their prices. This is supposed to be a kumbaya moment where you're supposed to feel for people. How dare you raise your prices when your company is doing quite well? Quite well. Pisses me off. Pisses me off. This is why I have a low tolerance level. It's not just arbitrary. There's reasons for it. I know what I'm doing. When it comes to tolerance levels, I know what I'm doing. Well, happy Monday to you, I guess. See, it's my job to gather us all together in one room and to make us feel like we're all going through the same thing. Isn't that what it's about? Isn't that the definition of being a community, where we're all going through this horrible thing? And if we get together and discuss it and find, well, you feel that way too, so do I. That's supposed to be good for us psychologically, you see, where it's not just you. You're not being dumped on. We're all being dumped on. Then you're supposed to feel better about being dumped on. That's the way this is supposed to work. I remember that when the pandemia started almost a year ago now, I remember listening to something. I think it was a television show. There you go. Cable again. Watching a television show, and there was one of these doctors on the show, and on some show, and they said, it's okay to be afraid. It's okay that when you sneeze or when your nose gets stuffed up or your throat is sore, it's okay to freak out and say, oh my God, I've got the corona. People are taking their temperatures like every 10 minutes, like, oh my God, I'm not feeling well. Do I have it? It's okay because everybody's doing that, but you don't know that. You don't walk up to people in the street. Hey Joe, how you doing? Every 10 minutes, I think I got the virus. Every time I sneeze, I think I got the virus. They don't say that to you. But that was the way people were feeling when this thing started because they didn't know much about it. So it's okay. It's okay to do that. Other people are doing that too. You're not crazy. You're not being nuts. And that's what this community thing is about, you see. Have I explained anything to you substantially? I believe so. All right. There's supposed to be light at the end of the tunnel. It seems like there is. The only problem, as I've said so many times during the past few weeks, to reach that light at the end of the tunnel, we may go through incredible hell that we haven't even been through first. No hospital rooms, no way to treat people, etc. People dying, people getting so sick, or not feeling so sick, but 10 years later, hey, my liver is failing. We don't know. Anyway, the end of 2020, it couldn't be better. It's great. Let's just hope that 2021 becomes the year of revelation, the year of wonderful healing. We've got this douchebag schmuck out of office, finally. Let me tell you something, if you're a Trump supporter. I know you're feeling great loss in your President Trump not being your president anymore, because you've kissed his ass as much as anybody can kiss somebody's ass. So you must be dedicated. All I'm saying is be a man, be a woman, be a human being about it. He lost the election. This is the way people felt who were Democrats 4 years ago. They lost the election, but they didn't go around saying it was stolen. It kind of was stolen, actually, but we didn't go to court and cry like a baby and pee over everybody. I mean, grow a pair. Anyway, because that's the way this thing works. You feel bad now, Trump supporters? This is the way the Democrats felt 4 years ago. Tit for tat. Everybody's got a tit now. Okay? That should be called even. Let's not be childish about this thing. Anyway, that's done with. So hopefully 2021 will be better. And it's got to be better, and I'll tell you why. It's because it couldn't get any worse. It can, and it will. But hopefully, very, very, for a very short period of time. But 2021 should be the year of the light. Perhaps there'll be a second coming in 2021. A nice, comfortable one, you know? Or, who knows what may befall us. All right. I don't even know if I have time for... Do I have time for a guest today? No. All right. I don't. I talk so much. It's funny, at the beginning of the show, I said to you, you sit there in the chair and don't say anything. And now you're probably saying to yourself, Ron, now it's on you. Now you shut up. We have a life. We have to do things. Have you done all your holiday shopping? Again, if you're part of the Hanukkah thing, you've already done it. If you're part of the Christmas thing, why do all the holidays in December begin with a CH. It's very difficult to pronounce. Spit is involved. It's awful. There's one tradition that I used to like, and I got older and I don't like it anymore. This mistletoe thing. I have no idea what mistletoe is. I don't know where to get it. I in the stores, but other than that, I don't know where it grows. I don't know if it grows wild, and if it does, in the wild, do all the animals below the mistletoe kiss each other incessantly? I don't know where that little thing came from, where if the mistletoe is hung, you have to kiss the person that you're with when you're standing under it. That's a little perverted. Who the hell made that up? Does it have any credence? Clearwater Revival? I don't think it does. But I do not. When I was younger, I wanted to stand under mistletoe because I wanted the affection of any young woman whatsoever. When I was 20, I would kiss a brick. I had no problem with that. I would kiss anything. I can be kissed. I'll kiss you. I don't care. When I'm 20, I'm going for it. I'm going 18, 19, 16. I'm confused enough. Put something over. Put some type of organic vegetation over my head, and I'll kiss anything. Then I got older, into my midlife, and I realized I'm going to be a little bit more careful about what I kiss. I no longer want to kiss everything. I have reached that point in my life where I need to be more selective. And that's called marriage, because once you get married, the only people you're going to kiss are relatives, and it's not going to be on the lips. So have a nice life. Enjoy. Those are the rules. Play by them, or there'll be hell to pay, both emotionally and certainly financially. So once you're married, the jig is up. No more jigs. No more kissing random people. That just isn't going to work. And by the way, when other people reach middle age, they don't want to be kissed by everybody anymore either. So it's not very difficult. As a matter of fact, if you don't change and you don't stop kissing everybody, you shall be arrested accordingly, and the bail will be set higher and higher every year further that you live, until you approach your 80s. At that point, you can kiss everything in sight, and no one will send you to jail, and no one is going to call you a nasty person. Instead, you are adorable. Anything an 80-year-old person does becomes adorable. All of a sudden, every action, every move, every word is adorable. It's a license that is amazing. I don't wish to be that old to exercise that license, but at least I know it's there. It's very similar to becoming a senior, not in high school, but in life, where you get discounts on everything. I'm trying to weigh whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but this is where we are. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for participating in my survey. I'll be back again tomorrow. That'll be Tuesday. Let's keep things straight with a brand new show. Until then, stay safe, wear a mask, and I wish you peace. I really do. I really do. Heed my warnings, of which I really gave none. Comcast, I wasn't kidding. You do suck. Not the employees. They are nothing but people that need to earn a living. I'm talking about the company itself. They suck. The show has now reached its completion. please wait until the show comes to a complete stop, and then you can get up. If you get up before the show has ended, there will be a penalty on your checking account, and the interest will be forfeited. Okay, it's over now.